The cases against former Attorneys General John Swallow and Mark Shurtleff have been building for the last year and a half. And while the Federal Justice Department ended its investigation of Utah's former two top law enforcement officials, Salt Lake County Attorney's Office continued to investigate. State Representative Craig Powell tells KPCW he's withholding judgment to let the legal process play out.
We have to respect our governmental processes, and everyone has a job to do. I think that the House last year in this matter uncovered quite a bit of information in our investigation, which then led to additional agencies needing to look into that. And overall, the trust of the public is just what's so important here. And I think that we all have to continue to remember that everyone's innocent until proven guilty. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that we should not do investigations as to, you know, where the facts lead us.
During a press conference Tuesday, Salt Lake County Attorney Sim Gill said he hoped that the arrest would kickstart a discussion at the state level to look into how to improve Utah's grand jury process. Representative Powell says it's already being looked at.
I serve on the Government Operations Committee. We actually had this on our agenda last month. It is something that we will continue to look at. There are advantages and disadvantages to using the grand jury system. We're going to look at it very carefully and closely, but I don't think that we should make that decision, Leslie, based on one particular instance. This is an extraordinary case, and the availability of a grand jury needs to be really looked at in a much broader context.
While Powell has unsuccessfully run legislation the last few sessions to limit campaign contributions and make sure that they're not being made anonymously, he says if nothing else, he's leading by example.
What I have hoped, Leslie, that comes out of this, if there is anything positive, is for more public servants, legislators, elected officials to adopt the stance that I've adopted ever since I've held office, which is I do not accept money from special interest groups, corporations, lobbyists. I actually think I was the only member of the legislature when I came in the legislature who had that position, and now we have several. And I think that it has really opened people's eyes to some of the things that can happen, especially at the highest levels of public policy making, where you have these donations that are just part of our system. I would say it's not just in Utah. They are everywhere. But unfortunately, because of the lack of regulation that we have in Utah, we do have this potential. And I think it's very sad, and I do think it's going to be a turning point.
Powell's not giving up, and he plans to reintroduce campaign finance reform in January.
I'm introducing a bill specifically to flag when a contribution is from a lobbyist or an interested party, so that there would be greater disclosure that way. And I also am continuing to push for an upper limit on campaign contributions, so that the types of large donations that we saw in this case and that we see in some of the more high-profile cases in Utah would not be allowed.
While the arrests are not a shining moment for Utah, Powell thinks that the state will be better for them.
This has actually been, I think, a vindication of the fact that government can follow processes. I mean, sure, there are going to be individual bad actors. There are going to be bad acts that happen. But if the political process, and in this case, the investigatory process, can actually work, I think that it actually restores some faith in government to know that we're holding people accountable if that, in fact, turns out to be the result here.
That's Park City's representative to the state legislature, Craig Powell. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.